back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Monday morning. Still come on the program. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker will be with us. That's in about an hour. We got Republican Party Chairman for Alabama, John Wall, and as we do for some reason every Monday, Dale Jackson from WVNN. Fresh off WrestleMania. Very exciting times for Dale. Dressed up like Stone Cold Steve Austin or something. Was so excited about that. Anyway, 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That is where you want to respond to anything. And like I said, we're playing that Durant clip. We'll get more into that later on in the program and talk more about that, so stick around. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He represents Pike County, Troy, in the Alabama Legislature, the House of Representatives, but is also running for Secretary of State. Wes Allen joins us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. How is the campaign going? Let's kick it off there.
It's going well. By the way, you mentioned WrestleMania. Was that recently?
I think it was over the weekend, I believe.
Hey, do you remember the Saturday Night Main Event on NBC in the 80s?
It was a little before my time. I remember it, but I don't remember being aware. I remember trying to watch it and trying to understand it, but it was I know it came on really, really late.
Yeah, it came on at 10:30, so Saturday Night Live wouldn't come on. So I'd watch it after the news. But as a child of the 80s, man, watching Hulk Hogan come out and the Saturday Night, man, awesome.
Well, I got into it more when I was in college. That tells you what kind of degenerate college student I was at Auburn University. And of drinking age and of watching these pay-per-views that we had no business buying as college students because we couldn't afford them. But we'd get them, and everybody'd come over. And it was maybe more like The Rock and Stone Cold, and I don't know. I'm embarrassed to even admit it, but I went through my wrestling phase a little too late in life.
No, I understand. And there was something about Hulk Hogan and Saturday Night Main. Eat your vitamins, say your prayers. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, I got into Ric Flair there for a little while, but enough of that. I feel just dirty talking about it.
But, no, it's fine. But, hey, the campaign's going good. We feel great about it. You know, the legislative session is wrapping up, so we're looking forward to a sprint. So May the 24th, and we feel good about where we are, taking our campaign from corner to corner of the state, talking about election security and our experience as a former probate judge, now as a legislator, and we feel good about where we are, and May the 24th.
And you've been on the campaign trail for a while. You've been, I mean, well over a year running for this office. I mean, and the ebbs and flow of these campaigns is always tough. But May 24th, we're what, a month and a half away. How are you feeling? What are you hearing out there on the trail?
Well, we feel good. What we're hearing, you know, we've been campaigning a year last year, people are concerned with election security. They saw what happened around the country back in 2020, and they want to make sure that it does not happen in Alabama. And I'm the only candidate in this race with experience, with boots on the ground on election day as a probate judge, and as a state legislator. You know, we had the bill, I sponsored the bill that banned curbside voting. This year, we got getting close to final passage for a bill that I've sponsored to ban the private funding, the Zuckerberg money that came into the state and all around the United States that they funneled through the nonprofit to make sure that we didn't have private money buying our election equipment or buying our ballots or paying salaries of our election officials. So this is an important piece of legislation we hope to get passed here in the last few days of the legislative session.
Yeah, so just 4 days to go. How are you feeling about a lot of these priorities? And obviously I want to talk about the years and Shelnut's effort, but 4 days going to get them all in this week, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a busy, long 4 days. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, just getting those in, and I guess for a lot of you guys, it's like this. The sooner you could get them in, that you can get out there on the trail. So, I mean, like I realize a lot of these guys are just kind of running for they're running for their seat, but you're running for that statewide office. You've done this thing where you've had to balance the statewide campaign and your legislative responsibilities.
Right. Listen, it's an honor and a joy to be able to represent Pike and Dale County in the Alabama legislature, and you know, it's represent their conservative values and principles. But at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing all that we can to protect the elections process. That's one thing I've been focused on these last couple of years, and all 4 years actually. And we're looking forward to the last 4 days getting this bill pushed across the finish line, among other things that we've got coming up that are very important to the state of Alabama and to the people.
Well, let's talk about one of your bills. You filed it very early on, but not as HB. I guess this latest iteration is HB 266, and sure. it's the gender hormone therapies, the prohibition on those for minors. Where are we right now? What does it look like in the House?
So the bill that I think is closer to the finish line is SB 184, which is Senator Shelnutt's identical version that I filed in the House. So he got it out of the Senate very quickly. We got it out of Judiciary Committee several weeks ago. And so we're poised to get that on the floor. We're working to get that on the floor this week. And it is a bill that bans the puberty blockers and the cross-sex hormones and the surgeries for minors, any individual under the age of 19. And what we saw with what Biden said last week, this is a bill that protects kids and protects minors. And that's what it's about. And we're looking forward to getting a vote on it, final vote, sending it to the governor this week.
Now, Senator Shelnutt was concerned it might not get a hearing on the House floor, that he thinks it would pass overwhelmingly in the lower chamber. But for him, he's concerned that you're trying to run out the clock here, and then maybe this doesn't get its hearing. You get it on the calendar, and then we just ran out of time, and you put it back on the back burner again till 2023. But where are we there, and what needs to happen?
Well, I think it's going to get a vote on the House floor. We're looking at some debate on it, obviously, but at the same. And we saw what Biden said last Thursday with, you know, his administration going to support these powerful drugs that have not went long-term testing. We don't know the long-term effects for these, but the Biden administration is supporting minors being able to get the puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and surgeries. And that's just not a society that we tolerate. And we've got to protect these kids. I understand that sometimes there's confusion going on with these minors, but we have passed law after law after law to protect kids. One, from alcohol, there's a reason we don't allow minors to partake in alcohol. There's a reason we don't allow minors to partake in tobacco. There's a reason we don't allow kids to get tattoos. There's a reason, you know, we don't allow young athletes to take anabolic steroids because it's harmful and their minds cannot process the long-term effects these powerful drugs that they'll have on their body years down the road.
Now, the law, if passed, or the legislation passed into law, would be the prohibition would apply to doctors that would prescribe these, that it would not be legal in Alabama. Is that kind of correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so it's not necessarily aimed at parents or anything. It's aimed at the actual doctors who would do this, right?
Correct. It's making sure that these drugs are not just administered to these kids, and making sure that, you know, we put a pause, hit the pause button. I mean, we want these kids to get the help that they need. But at the same time, we've seen the studies that show that 80 to 95% of these children that are allowed to go through natural puberty grow out of this confusion that they may be, that some may be experiencing, and to accept how God made them. And so, and that's the whole premise of the bill, to protect kids and to protect their body, to allow their mind, their body to mature.
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about this, and this being an issue that comes up, and to be honest, I knew the bill was out there, but I never realized that. I mean, this is something going on at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, that they have a whole clinic dedicated to this. That we do see this these type of treatments, and they're controversial, going on in the state. And you guys just want to kind of get some parameters set.
We do, and it's happening in Alabama. Now, the surgeries, according to the testimony in some of the committees, the surgeries are not happening according to some of the doctor's testimony, but they are referring to out of state. So, listen, I mean, we're talking about our kids. If we can't understand what male and female means, I mean, come on, Jeff. This is an issue that's important. We've got to protect kids and these children.
What do you, the pushback on this is interesting. Not from necessarily from the left standpoint. I mean, I think they have. They're going to stigmatize, you know, if the state were to act on this, that we are being, that we're somehow being unfair, that we're taking the rights from parents. You know the talking points. You know the way this is portrayed by the institutional left. But there's some on the right, or at least that are in power in the state, that seem to accept that. And the fear is that the branding of the state will be this homophobic, whatever. Alabama, you know, going back to its bigoted ways or whatever. And that is why I think there doesn't seem to you that there's a little reluctance to approach this issue.
Well, listen, it's not lost on me, it's controversial, but listen, it allows for these children to still access the mental health that they need if they're suffering from what's called gender dysphoria. That's if they don't identify with the sex that they were born as. And so, you know, we want to make sure that these kids flourish, and we don't want them to harm themselves. Just like, you know, we don't allow, like I said earlier, these kids don't get alcohol. They don't get smoking, vaping. There's reasons that these children aren't allowed to do those things because it's harmful.
Yeah, I mean, parental rights aren't absolute, I guess, is the theory, right? Because if you're a parent, you want your kid to smoke, drink, get a tattoo, or whatever else. We don't engage in any kind of sexual behavior. I mean, we don't allow that in the state. That you're still developing as an adult, and then when you're at what, I guess it's the law would say at 18, then you could start making these kinds of decisions.
Yeah, 19. But yeah, what happens to a parent if they supply alcohol and liquor to 17-year-olds at a high school senior's party after graduation? They get prosecuted.
Right. Why am I 19 and not 18?
19 is they already in Alabama.
Okay, so it's at adult age that you guys are thinking that it's more appropriate for you to make those kinds of decisions.
Yes.
And I don't think a lot of people realize, I mean, like, you do these, if you have these kinds of therapies and treatments, that they will impact you later on, right? I mean, like, you can't turn some of this back, I suppose. You can't undo it, right?
Yeah, Jeff, and in judiciary, in the House judiciary, when I had the bill up in committee, there was a young lady that went on these powerful drugs, and she spoke, and she talked about the long-term effects. Now, she has come off of those drugs. She's come to accept who she is. She's a pretty young lady, but her voice is very deep. Like a male's voice. She's on medication now to try to reverse those effects that those puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones had on her. And this is a young lady from Alabama. This is not some young lady that is from out of state. This is one of Alabama's residents. And she was pleading with the committee that to make sure we take some action and to make sure to say that she wished she would have had somebody stop her from doing this. So anyway, it was a very emotional testimony from this young lady.
And we'll wrap it up on this. You feel pretty good about getting it on the floor, though, this week. It's going to have to be this week, I assume, and you feel poised to get it passed.
I do, Jeff.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Real quick, before we let you go, give us kind of the rundown. Folks want to find out more about your campaign, your run for Secretary of State. Where can they look?
Yeah, they can go to electwestalabama.com, or they can find me on social media, facebook.com or Twitter or at Instagram.
All right. Well, y'all guys, you go check that out. And, Representative, we always appreciate having you on. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
State Representative Wes Allen there, running for Secretary of State, a very, very tight race. It looks like Jim Ziegler in that race, obviously kind of a late arriver, but in that, Ed Packard as well. And from my old stomping grounds up in Huntsville, Chris Horn running for Secretary of State. So keep an eye on that, but also keep an eye on where this bill is going to go in the legislature if they indeed get it through. But sounded very confident to me, Representative Allen there saying, feels pretty good about where they are. So, like I said, hearing different things, but that's the bill sponsor. You take it for what it's worth from him. Now, pick it up on the other side. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.